Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. Here is Corey Hawley in this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 17, Number 5. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was Sports Performance Anxiety, Part 1. Performance anxiety consists of both psychological and physical symptoms brought about by a strong sense of apprehension. Typically, the athletes feel super tight and apprehensive in competition, but not in practice. Psychologists agree that the primary cause of sports performance anxiety is fear of failure. Such fear must be uncovered, identified, faced, and consciously processed. The most common emotions are embarrassment, the fear of letting others down, the fear of not getting approval from someone you know, or the fear of not performing well after working so hard in practice. You want a payoff and you're afraid of not getting one. The key to managing this type of anxiety is to disarm the fire alarms that originate from within our mind. What makes us feel anxious is often related to the expectations we have of ourselves prior to competition. Thus, we must find a way to conquer and control any emotion that reduces our potential to perform well. There are many techniques and strategies offered by sports psychologists to help relieve sports performance anxiety. In last month's edition, I covered one, preparation, and two, warm-up. On this edition of Clinical Review, I will cover 10 more strategies known to relieve sports performance anxiety, including expectations, self-doubt, image, breathing, meditation, humor, visualization, music, grounding, and physical movement. Number three, expectations. Some athletes have super high expectations and expect to win often. In matches, when they make mistakes, they berate themselves, get frustrated, and lose focus. This is a high confidence killer. You have to be very realistic about your capacity to perform in the now, as opposed to some imagined reality in the future or past. And also be patient as you train and prepare with diligence to become better at your game. Be your own best friend on the field. You're going to make mistakes, so you need a high level of self-acceptance. In athletics, the rule is embrace failure. If you've experienced sports performance anxiety in the past, the best expectations for your performance in your next game or meet are none. Go easy on yourself. Don't think about every facet of your skill set as you're about to perform. Just let it go, or in my case with the hammer, just throw it and let it fly. Do your best with what you've built into the fabric of your individual genome from training practice. We know that great technique is mostly about memory and neurons that fire in harmony from neural tracks laid down in the brain from many hours of tough, monotonous training. So let go and let perform. Let your chi flow naturally and gracefully. Feel the force, Luke. Don't worry about disappointing others, such as a coach, a fellow teammate, a parent, or someone you know in the crowd. Don't worry about being judged for failure or success. The audience, for the most part, wants you to succeed and is very understanding. They are there to support and encourage you. Many of them have already been in your shoes. You have to learn to play for yourself and not others. You have to trust in your technique and athletic ability. Instead of worrying about the consequences and outcome of your performance at competition, focus more on the process and what you need to do to improve your performance in the now. Separate your mindset into two modes of thought, one for practice and one for competition. Use verbal commands in practice and focus on specific technical drills. Break everything down and practice until the cows come home. Let your coach deconstruct everything and be teachable. In competition, however, perform with images and positive feelings. Trust what you've learned and have created in practice. Quiet the mind, simplify your performance, and trust in your action. Be in the moment and don't worry about any consequences. This is easier said than done. Number four, self-doubt. Self-doubt is the polar opposite of confidence. If you doubt your ability to perform well during competition, then you most likely lack self-confidence. What elements of your ability do you doubt? List them on paper. Then try to reframe them by looking at them in a more positive light. For example, if you lack physical size and think you're not big enough, focus instead on your speed and agility and work harder in practice to improve it. Number five, image. For many athletes, the pressure to maintain a strong image comes with the cost of hiding their struggles with sports performance anxiety. This desire to appear as if everything is normal only adds pressure to the athlete, who is avoiding rather than confronting the issue. Be honest about what you're facing. Tell others about your anxiety. Mention it at or during the competition itself, and you'll be surprised to discover that many athletes also have the same condition. By talking about it with your mates or coach, you'll learn why others don't, why they don't suffer with anxiety, or how others overcame it, often because they changed their mindset. Don't let the fear of admitting your struggle with performance anxiety negatively impact your game. This pressure is self-induced. So the logic is to investigate it, be honest with yourself, talk about it, and understand the source of your fear. Number six, breathing. How well do you breathe? In general, anxiety makes us breathe faster and shallower. So the antidote is to breathe in deeply through the nose and out slowly through the mouth. Try this technique just before you perform. Slow down and take a deep breath. Calm your mind and relax. When you lift weights, you need to inhale for power just before you exert yourself, and then exhale as you push or pull the weight to complete the rep. Have you examined your breathing pattern in your sport or even considered it? Many athletes have not. Pay attention and think about your breathing pattern, cadence, and rhythm during practice. Experiment with taking longer, deeper breaths and with different patterns of inhalation and exhalation in relation to the timing of your exertion and recovery. Number seven, meditation. Meditation is a learned technique designed to alter a state of attentiveness to a state of unfocused attention. Experimental data has shown that meditation produces both relaxation of the body and activation of the mind. Meditation has long been recognized for its mental benefits. It teaches one how to be fully present, as in the now or in the moment, without agenda, goals, or expectations. To perform at our best, we need to be absolutely present in the moment. Meditation is the ideal practice to help cultivate focus and mindfulness. Meditation teaches us to control our thoughts, visualize success, and cultivate the mental positiveness and confidence required. This helps prevent overthinking and the negative worry associated with outcome. Over time, meditation has been shown to not only reduce performance anxiety, but also actively improve athletic performance. Here's how to meditate. Number one, sit or lie comfortably. Two, close your eyes. Three, make no effort to control the breath. Simply breathe naturally. Four, focus your attention on the breath and on how the body moves with each inhalation and exhalation. The idea here is not to meditate just before your event as a form of treatment, but rather to incorporate meditation into your lifestyle and daily routine so that the psychological benefits of mindfulness will slowly improve your capacity to stay in the moment when it's time to perform your best in competition. Number eight, humor. It's well known that laughter is the best medicine and a terrific tonic, but do you know why? Humor boosts the immune system and helps relieve stress and nervous tension. So have a laugh. Find a way to laugh out your anxiety when you're experiencing it. For example, if you feel nervous or tense, try watching a funny video on your smartphone or tablet. Tell someone a joke or make a funny comment to someone who in turn might laugh, and then you can laugh together. Number nine, visualize. Deliberately think of something else if you're overthinking your performance. It's not possible to not think about what's making you feel anxious. So you have to think about something else. Become a magician and distract your mind with intention. Visualize something positive, something wonderful, or somewhere beautiful and serene. Try and get as many of your sensory organs involved through imagination. Use a photograph, if you like, to get your mind centered and on target. Number 10, music. Music can soothe the savage beast. Remember the effect the enchanted golden harp had on the giant in the story of Jack and the Beanstalk? It calmed him down and put him to sleep. Plato believed that music was our stairway to heaven. Throw on some headphones and listen to your favorite tune. The right genre of music can relax the brain and actually change brainwave patterns and frequency. Why do you think they play soft, soothing music in elevators or at the dentist's office? My favorite forms of relaxing music are renditions of the harp and the Hawaiian steel guitar. What are yours? Number 11, grounding. In martial arts, the most widely used stance is a shallow standing squat with knees slightly bent. This position is neutral and agile, from which both attacks and defenses may be launched. It provides for the delivery of force when attacking and stability when defending. Why do soldiers march before battle and even sing songs? They are preparing for war and minimizing performance anxiety. Think about it. Pounding their boots on the ground makes them feel secure. It releases tension. To perform well in sport, both of your feet have to have a solid connection with the ground beneath you, which is the opposite of what's happening when you're experiencing anxiety in your mind. Your head is swelling, and it feels like you're rising up and about to float away, like a balloon filled with helium. When you're feeling anxious, try stomping your feet on the ground. Jump up and down several times on your toes. Skip for 30 seconds. Perform 10 to 20 jumping jacks or 20 body squats. But whatever you do, make sure your feet are in contact with the ground. Number 12, physical movement. Practice some shadow boxing in front of a mirror or with an invisible partner. Get on the ground and do 10 to 20 push-ups. Get yourself out of breath. Sprint, move, do something to release the adrenaline. This will flood your body with endocannabinoids and endorphins, which will make you feel much better. So you need to counter one form of physiological expression with another. Finally, to overcome sports performance anxiety, number one, understand what your ultimate inner fear is all about. Be honest. For example, are you afraid to disappoint others or look like a fool if you choke in front of a crowd? Why do you care? Two, challenge the rationality of your fear. What's so important about it? Most likely, it's all in your head. In fact, it is. Three, learn how to embrace competition pressure instead of the fear that you might fail to perform well. Over time, develop mental toughness. This is where courage comes in. The acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. Emotions are intangible algorithmic consequences that originate from within our brain. They are not causes in and of themselves. They are responses. Number four, let's be clear about one thing. The reason you put in so many damn hours of training is because you love the sport you play, or at least you should. Have fun in practice and work hard to improve. Then express your finest athletic ability and talent in competition. Trust your hard-earned skills. Let the athlete inside guide you to confidence and self-mastery. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Academy Award-winning American actress and producer Viola Davis. There's a big difference in doing a play or doing any project that not a lot of people see, and then a project that you know everyone will see. There is more pressure, performance anxiety per se. When you do, what you love is really put to test.